Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Whomever's been shoving Joe out in front of the podium and the cameras week after week, I'd really like to shake their hand and thank them because they have given us a lot of material. So without further ado, here's the best, or should I say the worst, of Joe Biden last week.
Why, as they're filling their taxes, filing their taxes today. Now let me talk to another milestone on a long battle with COVID. We're seeing the results in people's lives and in their livelihoods. If you need help getting your vaccine site, getting to or from your vaccination site with this demonstration of our innovation and ingenuity. But that won't be nearly enough. What we need to do is lead an entirely new effort to create most of it here in the United States for all eligible Americans. All Americans 12 years old and older. 4 months ago was an audacious goal that we had to put 1 million shots in the arms of my first 100 days as president. 100 million, I should say.
Somewhere between 700 billion and $1.3 trillion.
My name is Joe Biden, and I'm a car guy.
I got through high school and college and law school because my dad ran an agency. And I'm delighted to be here. I'm standing here because about 180 years ago, when I first got elected to the Senate, and Rashid Tlaib, where's Rashid? I tell you what, Rashid. And China was number nine. We now are number eight. And China's number one. The largest, fastest growing electrical vehicle market in the world. It's not that China's battery technology is that much more innovative than anything else's.
Why I get so frustrated when we're sliding. Our own Department of Energy pioneered and transformed the battery industry when Barack and I were in office.
There's not a single thing, and I believe this every fiber of my being, not a single thing.
Mayor Passaro, I want to thank you for being here. Lieutenant Commander Jana, now I'm going to embarrass her. I'm Jana McCrone of the class of 2007. I want to thank you. Cadet Styler.
You learn to square the corners and square your medals.
Look, your meals, I should say. You found, through it all, you found ways to excel in the classroom and athletics. I hereby absolve all those serving restrictions of minor infractions, absolve to disrupt and deter a Chinese distant water fleet operating near the Galapagos Islands. You have to face down harassment of Iranian fast attack boats.
A young first lieutenant bravely out of Westby Point and barely out of West Point. 25,000 Chinese troops in the area, outnumbering U.S. and Korean forces 3-2. And while he was there to load up the ammunition and grenades, the basics, and the 8th Army unloaded artillery while phosphorus on the Rangers' former position.
In an army that had only recently been integrated, he chose, with his team, included a Black, a Latino, and Asian-American members. My mother would say, God love you, man.
God love you for bringing on diversity? What's that supposed to mean? Joe, an explanation? Listen to the Howie Carr Show today at 3.